circus ban. More progress on the protection of animals. The circus is a great form of family entertainment. There are jugglers, clowns, acrobats, tightrope walkers, and performing animals. But should animals be in circuses? Some say no. Animals have traditionally appeared in circuses. In ancient Rome, there were horse and chariot races and reenactments of battles that involved hundreds of horses and even elephants, not to mention the notorious fights between defenseless Christians and hungry lions. These days, many circus acts include lions, seals, tigers, and elephants. But some feel that this should stop.
Animal rights organisations are firmly against the use of animal in circuses. They argue that animals do not naturally ride bicycles, stand on their heads, balance on balls, or jump through rings of fire. And when they do, it's after months of training with whips, sticks, and even electric prods. Circus animals must also live in filthy, poorly ventilated boxcars for hours on end, sometimes for as long as 100 hours when the circus travels. It's as if you were asked to spend the rest of your life living in your bathroom, a spokesman for PETA said.
Many countries have banned or restricted the use of animals in entertainment. These include Sweden, Austria, Costa Rica, India, Finland, and Singapore. And now Bolivia has joined the list. The new law in Bolivia defines the use of animals in circuses as an act of cruelty.
The law was proposed after an undercover investigation. The London-based group Animal Defenders International, ADI, in collaboration with a local Bolivian group, filmed mistreatment of animals, poorly paid and badly trained staff. If they wanted an animal to move, their immediate reaction was to kick, punch or push it, a spokesman for the organisation said. Circus operators have 1 year from the bill's passage on 1st of July 2009 to comply. At present, there are about 50 animals in national and international circuses in Bolivia, and we want to negotiate to make sure that the animals aren't eliminated. The spokesman added, "Let's hope they get there on time."